Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
We're back. Thirty-four after. Thank you for joining us. It's great to be with you as always. Joanna Brandy is with us. Joanna's a longtime, actually original member of our Brain Trust. She's been with us a long time. She is the customer care coach. She is the customer retention lady. She is the lady who explained to me a long time ago, it's not customer service, it's customer care. Right, Joanna?
It sure is. It's about building relationships.
And welcome back.
That's what we forget. Thanks, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
It's always fun to be here.
What's going on?
Well, what's going on? There's lots of things going on. As you know, or you may remember, I have a brand new training program. So my focus is
that's exciting.
That. Yeah. Well, it is. It is. It's a whole new idea. It's a very hybrid type of course. It's not quite e-learning. And it's definitely not traditional classroom learning. So it's been a challenge, as with any brand new product and any brand new model, to get people to understand what it's about. So I'm working it, as you would say. I'm working it. I'm in my entrepreneurial mode. I'm rewriting my copy till I find copy that works. The thing is, I'm psyched. I'm excited. I'm passionate. I'm committed to helping people make their customer turn their customer service into exquisite customer care.
Folks, everybody out there in small business, every entrepreneur out there is trying to carve something out of nothing, which is basically what Joanna was just talking about. I've done it. Most of you have done it. You all know how tough that is. But Joanna, I'd have to say that your job, this task that you've taken on, this windmill that you're probably thinking you're tilting at sometimes, is a pretty daunting one, because you're trying to do with your little operation what sorely needs to be done, and that's to raise the consciousness of everybody in the marketplace that we've got to take care of our customers. And Joanna, that's a definition, taking care of customers,
mm-hmm.
that's being loosely defined these days.
Oh, real loosely. And what's interesting is, in my social life, when I'm able to have a little of it, in my personal life, what I'm finding is that people are complaining constantly about bad service. And what's interesting is, whenever I meet a new person and they say to me, "What do you do?" and I explain what I do, they open their mouths and outpour stories like you've never heard about really, really, really poor service. So it's on everybody's consciousness, because as we, as customers, go out there to go about our daily business, we're getting poorly served. Here's what
define that for us. Define poor service. See,
you know what? That's a good idea. It's a great idea.
Because to me, poor service I can think of at least two different areas, and one is obviously the delivery, but the other is in the attitude, and those are the two things that I break it into.
Well, I'll simplify it for you, because in my definition, poor service means when you walk away with A, less than you expected, B, less than you deserved, or in general, any kind of a negative experience.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at a scale, if on the left end of the scale we've got a great big smiley face, you know, really positive experiences,
right.
And on the right end of the scale, if we've got one of those little frowny faces, you know, and that's a bad experience, you have to be above the middle. You have to be above the midpoint, heading towards the smiley face.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, creating a positive experience. I'm not talking about happy. I'm not talking about Pollyanna. I'm not talking about smiling. I'm talking about a positive emotion. Our customers are people, and as people, they experience emotion. And if you've created a negative emotion, such as frustration or anger or upsetment or stupidity, in technical cases, you know, sometimes you walk away feeling
mm-hmm.
stupid. If you've created a negative emotion in a customer's body, you have altered their body chemistry with cortisols and adrenaline and all of the stress-related hormones. That's what happens. If, on the other end of the spectrum, you have created a positive experience in the body of your customer, such as happiness or joy or delight or security or, you know, one of the things that say, oh, you know, that's nice, you are actually helping their body to release endorphins and heal itself. So there's a physiological response to emotion. For every emotion, there's a physiological response. So if you'll excuse the expression, when you piss a customer off, you are actually making them sick. Because when the body responds with a stress hormone, oh, I hear that music.
Sorry, go ahead.
When the body responds with a stress hormone, what it does is it suppresses the immune system for 8 hours.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back to this, folks. See, when you take care of your customers, you actually help them to live longer. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. 22. We'll be right back with Joanna Brandy. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. JBSBA.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Let me tell you about our shows coming up in the hour straight ahead. Tony Paradiso is going to talk to us about management. And then after that, managing our business. And then after that, Steve Martin is going to join us. And we're going to be a couple of wild and crazy guys, as Bill says. And we're going to talk about profitability, how to help you wring extra profitability out of your business. That's coming up in the next hour. Joanna Brandy is with us right now. We're talking about customer care. By the way, folks, she's the author of a number of outstanding books that would be awfully handy, awfully actually essential in your small business, winning at customer retention as well as building customer loyalty, another book called 54 Ways to Stay Positive. And Joanna, I know there's some others that I don't have in front of me, but would you tell the audience where they can find you and all of the wonderful things you have to offer?
Okay, right now the books are available and information on me at customerretention.com, and information about our new weekly training program in customer care is at customercarecoach.com.
And they're cross links?
Not yet.
All right.
Busy getting all that done.
Okay.
Actually, that's not true. If you go to customerretention.com, you can link over.
You can get over there.
Yeah.
Because I just did it.
Yeah. Oh, you've got your fancy new computer there.
I've got my little Wi-Fi computer here. I just did that. But check it out, folks. And if you want to, I just typed in Joanna's name because she's smart enough to have her name.com, JoannaBrandy.com. And that got me to customer retention, which is a great idea, Joanna. It's smart for you to do that.
Well, I figured some people would not remember the name of the course.
Exactly.
I do a lot of speaking, and that's what people remember. They remember my name. So
all you got to do is know how to spell her name.
Yeah. You know what? I think everybody should do it. I had my daughter do it.
Yep.
I had my sister do it. I think everybody should do it because people are beginning to use the Internet like a big Rolodex.
And it's an intuitive thing. And I'll tell you, Joanna, I'm just wacky enough to say that's a customer care issue.
Well, you know what?
You helped your customer find you.
Anything you do to make it easy.
That's exactly right.
Did you know that 82% of the people that go to the Internet to find your customer service department's phone number?
I believe that.
but now, think about all the websites you see. How many of them have a phone number on the front page?
None of them.
Very few.
I've never seen one.
Mine does, but on the bottom. It should be on the bottom of every page of your website. No one should have to search for your phone number or your address or your fax number.
Mm-hmm.
It should be easy. These are the little kinds of things that you can do that affect your customer on a subliminal level. Remember the scale I talked about with a smiley face at one end I'm getting so that because it seems to be that people have such difficulty understanding these emotional concepts, I'm really boiling it down to where a 7-year-old could understand it. At one end of the spectrum, there's a sound. With the smiley face, there's a sound. And the sound sounds like, ah. At the other end of the spectrum, there's a sound. And that sounds like, ouch.
Mm-hmm.
And I really think that if a customer walks away from an experience, remember, this is about creating a customer experience, if a customer walks away from the experience going, ah, they feel good.
Well, and yes, and the thing
is
what you...
isn't that delightful? Ah, isn't that wonderful? I asked for the butter, I got the butter. What a miracle. I asked for tea, I got my tea. You know?
And in this day and time, there are not that many ahs out there.
No,
and if you can create an ah, if you can create a wow moment, if you can do that, then you're going to stand out from the crowd. One of the things, though, Joanna, that I'd like to get you to talk about a little bit is this issue of maintaining that kind of capability, that kind of service, that kind of level of service. A lot of people, I'm afraid, take a stab at it, and maybe they even achieve that, but they don't realize it. Just like they have to mow their yard every day, and just like every 4 or 5 years they have to repaint their house or whatever, wash the car once a week, just like all of that has to have maintenance, so does your customer care approach.
You know, I'll tell you one reason why I think it isn't happening. If you look at organizations and you look at how they're set up, and you look at how people are paid and things like that, the glamour jobs are sales and marketing.
Mm-hmm.
The glamour jobs have to do with the acquisition of the new customer. At the other end of the spectrum, we have the maintenance jobs. And those are the customer service department, the operations department, people that have to deal with the customers once the sale is made. All the sex is up front. All the flash is up front. Who gets to go out to dinner? Who gets to wear the $500 shoes? Who gets to drive the nice car? The whole culture that we live in is about acquisition and not about maintenance. You know, if you look at young people that are getting married, all they ever talk about is the wedding. They never talk about preparing themselves adequately for the life ahead as a married couple. There seems to be a belief that, you know, that it's an event. If you have my website up and you're looking at a customer care coach, I say, if you're not getting better, you cease being good. And you've seen that written on some of
my
postcards.
Right.
That's my signature postcard. I send that out all the time. How can you, in a world where customers are changing daily, in a world where the relationship matters more than the transaction, where building the relationship with the customer is the key to being profitable, because happy customers bring their friends, and there is no advertising cost against those friends.
Joanna, hold on to that thought, because I want to say something before we go to the break.
Yep.
Folks, in the last segment, in the earlier half hour, I told you that there's capability available to you in incremental forms, in bite-sized pricing, that will allow you to achieve some of the things that only big companies had a few years ago. Part of that was the availability of customer care experts like Joanna Brandy. Well, when we come back, I'm going to let Joanna show you exactly what I was talking about. Tin Till. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back at 7 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Joanna Brandy is our guest, our good friend. Joanna, you know, in January, it was our fifth anniversary together. Did you know that?
Is it really?
Last month was the fifth anniversary of your first visit with us on the show. You've been with me a long time, and I want you to know that on behalf of my audience and myself and my organization, we thank you for your dedication, not only to us, but to small business owners everywhere.
Well, thank you. I didn't realize it was 5 years.
We're like baseball. We keep those stats.
Well, you know what? I think the dedication comes from the fact that I'm a small business owner. My parents were small business owners. My brother's a small business owner. My grandparents are small business owners. I come from a long line. And you know, you said to me recently, you know, that my career had taken me to a lot of the large companies. Well, that was because they could afford my large fees.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened to me about a year and a half ago as I did a little soul searching was I realized that I didn't want to just serve large companies because they didn't always take what I said to heart. There was so many politics and things like that. This new product I developed was developed specifically for the smaller company.
But see, the thing is, Joe, and I want to remind folks, 10 years ago, folks, this, or even 5 years ago, this product she's talking about wasn't possible.
Well, because
we didn't have the delivery capability.
We didn't have the internet.
But now, this is what she's about to tell you is exactly what I was talking about toward the end of the segment last half hour when I was talking about incremental capabilities available to you. So, Joanna, go ahead.
Well, what we've developed is a weekly program that takes 20 minutes to a half hour to complete, and it's focused on developing the art and science of exquisite customer care. And it's focused towards the customer service manager in the smaller company. And in the tiny company, in the real small company, it's focused towards the CEO. It's what are the skills that you need to build relationships over time and keep your customers and your employees happy? Because one of the things I have found when I've worked with smaller companies is many of our managers are homegrown. So they haven't had the benefit of learning management skills.
Right.
It's a year-long program, although you can buy it in different pieces. It's really most effective as a year-long program. There is, you get your lesson, and then you get a link back to the website. There's all kinds of extras. We have an extensive library on dealing with stress, because one of the things that keeps us from being good at customer care is that we're stressed. So we have things like stress busters and just for fun. We have a message board where people can go and ask a question and have one of their peers answer it. It's learning in bite-sized pieces that you can integrate. Because if you get it on a Tuesday and you get to pick the day, you get it. If you get it on a Tuesday, you don't get your next lesson until the following Tuesday. So you have 1 week to integrate what you've learned and practice.
And you can involve your people with
this?
Oh,
there are exercises to involve your people. It tells you how to involve your people.
Mm-hmm.
It assumes that the person that is doing it doesn't have a whole lot of training and doesn't have a whole lot of time.
You know, Joanna, what
and
I was
money,
talking about
actually.
Earlier is more and more we're using high tech to serve our customers. And we're still high touching them. We're still touching them with human beings. But more and more, it's going to be more concentrated high touch. And you know, everything we do with them, with our customers, is not going to be high touch. Some of it's going to be technology related. So since what that means is that we're concentrating the high touch, and so that means the high touch better be awfully darn good.
Yeah, and that's what it teaches. And that's what it teaches. It also teaches how to get along with coworkers and teammates. And because if the internal environment in a company isn't going well, it's really difficult to bring that out. And we were able to put this together. And as you know, as an entrepreneur, it's always a scary thing because it takes you a year to put something together. We are now, until mid-March, we're offering it at $189 a year. So it's less than a cup of
now. Is that and would that be
day.
For the could a company use that for the whole company?
Well, it's for one person in the company because that
right.
one person is essentially the trainer.
Right. Okay.
So it becomes a trainer.
But they can
trainer.
Take that $189 and leverage it with their other people.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely.
Folks, and you heard me say something earlier about bite-sized pricing. I mean, it doesn't get any better than this. If you can't afford $189 to help you and your people get better, then you need to get out of business.
Well,
or I'm not just talking about Joanna's program. I'm talking about any kind of program, but I want you to know about hers. And before we go, though, Joanna, let's give them your website where they can find this.
That's customercarecoach.com.
If nothing else, folks, I'm telling you about a place that you can go on the Internet to find the kind of capability, the power that I was talking about earlier. Use it as an example. I recommend this one to you, but use it as an example of other ways you can find capability on the Internet that will help you. CustomerCareCoach.com.
This is a great model for people, Jim, for how to deliver value to the customers, because this way, I've taken more than a three-day workshop and put it up in little bite-sized pieces. It's tremendous value.
Thank you, Joanna.
Well,
I appreciate
welcome.
You very
Thank
much.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here. We'll see you next time.
Okay.
Joanna Brandy, ladies and gentlemen, CustomerCareCoach.com. Don't forget that. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest entrepreneurial country in the world. This is Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.